Welcome to a driving tour through three centuries of American history as it's been lived here in Pulteney, Vermont. I'm Willem Lang, and I'll be your guide on a tour that takes us through the forests, fields, quarries, and villages of Pulteney. We'll start and end our driving tour here at the Stone Bridge. The roads we'll travel have hosted far slower traffic than today's, so take your time. Where it's safe to stop, we suggest you pull over to listen. Remember that driveways are private, so respect the rights of the property owners. Since it was these property rights that in no small part helped to launch the Green Mountain Boys here in Pulteney. As you follow this tour, we'll give directions to the next stop. When you hear this sound, pause the podcast until you arrive at the next stop on the tour. You can also keep track of your progress on the map that accompanies this tour. Today, we'll follow this history along three well-traveled routes. The first driving tour heads to East Pulteney, where early settlers fought for independence. The second heads north, past quarries and farms. And the third visits Pulteney Village for a glimpse into the history of churches, commerce, and education. Pick the driving tour that intrigues you most, or follow all three. Let's start now with the first tour to East Pulteney and the Hollows. To track your mileage, reset your odometer to zero at the start of each driving tour. At the stoplight, turn left on Highway 140 and drive nearly a mile toward East Pulteney and the Hollows. As you follow this tour, along modern roads and listening to modern technology, you should note that Pulteney's history has long combined self-sufficiency with the technology of the era. Whether it was a musket for hunting and defense, a river harnessed to power a mill, or a printing press that published the news of the day. People built turnpikes and railroads and moved from hand-hewn cabins into houses built with sawmilled lumber. And their quarries provided slate for homes, churches, and schools. As you drive east, look left for the dark red house with the barn-shaped roof.